After days of handshakes with unlikely leaders, President Obama is ending his four-day trip to Latin America today. He's attempted to warm up relationships between the U.S., Cuba, and Venezuela, and he is set to give closing remarks in Trinidad and Tobago just before noon Eastern. Have you seen this story out of Erie, Pennsylvania? It is sparking a whole lot of outrage. And basically, this is the premise. An off-duty police officer is caught on camera at a bar mocking a man he watched die.
Yeah. Now, we're going to show you a piece of this now. I'm going to show you more of it later, but want to warn you, pretty graphic stuff here, some graphic language, and also just disturbing to hear these things being talked about. Again, this is the police officer in the bar joking as he discussed this murder investigation.
The mom's right on the scene. Lift the bag off his face. He's like, yeah, that's good.
Okay, he's talking about the mother of that murder victim there and her reaction on the scene. He goes on. This is like an 8-minute clip here. But the video is sparking a lot of outrage and protest as well. Look at some of this video here. This is from Oklahoma. Lines of storms with strong winds hit Oklahoma overnight. This is in the northeastern part of the state. The National Weather Service confirming that a tornado did, in fact, touch down in Langston, Oklahoma. That's not too far outside of Oklahoma City. Four homes we know of leveled. Also, a horse trailer was turned upside down. No reports of injuries from this tornado, but you can see the damage that it did leave behind.
We have a heartbreaking story out of Texas to tell you about. Five children are dead after the car they were in veered off the road and it was swept into a flooded creek. The children were ages 1, 3, 4, 6, and 7. Now, the driver and another person did escape, and police say that driver lost control when he tried to answer a cell phone. But they say alcohol and the weather may have also played a role.
Before the September 11th attacks, the Oklahoma City bombing was the deadliest terror attack on American soil. That was 14 years ago today that Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols bombed the Borough Federal Building, killing 168 people. Hundreds of others were injured. A live picture we want to show you now from Oklahoma City, where the residents there, government officials, and also many, many others will be taking part in ceremonies marking the 14th anniversary of that attack.